You're listening to TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
Internet Talk Radio. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Thank you for coming back. As I told you before we went on break, I was going to talk to you about some disgruntled mothers coming to court testifying. But before I do that, I just realized you probably wouldn't understand what I was talking about. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an idea of my history in family court. My case actually started in Monroe County, Pennsylvania. After some time, I believe after 4 years, my case moved to the Essex County court system in Essex County, New Jersey. In 2003, I'm sorry, 2002, 3 years later, I then petitioned the court after finding out that I was the victim of a legal maneuver. My child's mom put in for a move. I blocked it. All of a sudden, she put in for another hearing for a move, and I've gotten nothing sent to me about a hearing at all. This is one of the legal tactics that a court does when they find out that you're on top of things. Even in the beginning, that's how things was going. In my young days of doing this fight, I wasn't as aggressive as I was now, but not knowing that the little aggression that I had then was in fact appropriate for that time. So I look back on it now and say that it wasn't at that time, but in all actuality, it was at that time, because now I'm very well educated, so my aggression is a lot stronger. So in 2003, I petitioned the court because the child support order for me that was put in place in Monroe County, Pennsylvania, was killing me. It was killing me. That's not going to get too in depth with it by now, because the story will take a turn in another direction, but it was killing me. So by moving to another jurisdiction, I petitioned that judge in that jurisdiction, and I got a order that was put in place that matched my income. Monroe County, Pennsylvania never closed the child support case in Pennsylvania. So you can guess what's happening if you see what I'm about to say right now. I had the child support case in Pennsylvania, and I had the child support case in New Jersey. New Jersey, Essex County, as much as they are unfair, they're not about to break the law once you tell them about something. I've noticed that. As I stated before, they called numerous times when I gave them a deadline that I was going to get the Big Brother court involved, which is federal court. Monroe County Court in Pennsylvania has a rule, and their rule is we are not going to stop child support unless the plaintiff comes in here. I was the plaintiff in all my cases. I'm the plaintiff, meaning I had to put in for action because things was going on. I'm the plaintiff. So the defendant, because she is receiving the support, she must come in and stop it. Well, when you're dealing with a disgruntled individual, they're not going to stop it. So Monroe County, Pennsylvania kept locking me up for non-payment of child support, even though in New Jersey I was paying child support. Monroe County Court, Pennsylvania was saying, you're not paying, we're locking you up. My thing was, and I'm not going to pay. I'm not giving y'all a dime. I talked to my child's mom about it at the time, and her thing was, I don't have anything to do with it. As to say, Monroe County is coming after me simply because they just want to, and the defendant, which is your name, is just a phantom. Well, that's what disgruntled mothers do. They run to the court, and when they find a loophole, they're going to ride it out. So 2003, case get transferred to Essex County. In November 2005, Judge Cummings, as I stated before, gave me full custody of my child. canceled the child support case. And the way it works is, the way it should work is, you should always follow the last order in hand. Just like in the military, they tell you follow the last order. As Moreau County, Pennsylvania decided, we don't hear anything that New Jersey says, because this woman is keeping a case open and we're getting money. And as long as she keeps coming here stating that I'm not going to close the case, then I'm responsible. I've talked to many attorneys about this. I had one attorney tell me, well, you pay me $2,000 and I'll do the best that I can do. Nobody wants to hear that. If I'm paying child support in two different jurisdictions, in two different states, two different amounts, there is no way that one jurisdiction can truly say that, in fact, there are some times when one state is the collecting state and one state is the enforcement state, because the father lives in one state and the mother lives in one state, or let's just say the custodial parent is living in one state and a non-custodial parent is living in another state. In this case, it was none of that. I was getting sent letters from the Monroe County Child Support Division, directly from them, not through the Essex County Division, two different amounts, two different arrears amount. It was clearly two different cases, two different cases. So after going to talk to many attorneys about this, and this is one thing that I don't like about attorneys, they will never, ever give you comfort, and they'll never, ever turn on the bulldog tactic for you. You may have some out there to do that. When I say that, I don't mean to contradict myself in the very next statement, but a lot of attorneys, they don't educate you on the problem from start to finish. They just tell you they're going to help you. I would much rather be educated, so I'll know that, in fact, if you, the attorney, does something that's not in place, then I can be helped. So with all this being said, I was going to attorneys. This one attorney said, give me $2,000, as I stated, and I'll see what the best I can do. Well, even that attorney knew, because his paralegal told me, he didn't tell me this. That attorney's paralegal then turned around and told me the same thing the courts was telling me. She said, we'll get the mother in there, but she has to be the one to close it. That's the biggest garbage in the history of the word. So basically, I'm sitting there with two different child support cases. Well, one at this time, because in 2005, 6, I had custody, full custody of my child with no child support order in place at the time. And they're just telling me this is the best we can do. Okay. February 14th, Valentine's Day. Boy, did I get the gift of my life. Valentine's Day 2006, I walks into Monroe County Court, telling them to explain to them that, in fact, I have my child, only to get arrested. When I got arrested, I remember I was at the window. I was explaining to the lady at the window, and she said, hold on, let me see what I can do. Hold on. She kept saying, just wait, just wait. At this time, of course, she was stalling me for the big guys to come arrest me. When the gentleman approached me, he had my folder. He had my picture on the folder. And this gentleman had a gripe against me because at one time he came to arrest me and I ran from him. So he made sure when he approached me, he covered the door so I couldn't leave. And I got arrested. I had my child with me at the time. And this is something that, you know, a disgruntled woman just don't care what the child sees. I'm gonna pause for a moment to say this. I don't have anything good to say about my child's mother. I don't think that there's any woman out there in a disgruntled state worse than this individual. I don't think there's anybody out there that can top the garbage that I went through. I don't. You can tell me everything you want to tell me. Trust me, I got a story for it. So I got arrested. And this is what a disgruntled mother does, come to court and testify. As I stated before, testify, prosecutors involved. This is a child support non-payment hearing, so we got a prosecutor involved. And this is 2006. I can't explain how is it that in all the years, as I explained to you before, I tried to call my child's mom and got busy signals, could never get in touch with her when I wanted to speak to my child. What I could never understand is how that this is out of getting arrested for child support, non-payment of child support, and having custody of my child. Nothing surprised me more than the fact that the very next day when I went to go see the judge after spending a night in jail, my child's mom shows up. And I said to myself, they had to call her and get in touch with this woman, but I can't call this woman and get in touch with her. And she comes in there, and I remember turning around, looking at the prosecutor, pointing to my child. My child's mom is 4'11", pointing to my child's mom, pointing to her like a little kid, like, and don't say this, and don't say that, and basically propping my child's mom up to be a star witness in this garbage. Well, this is 2006, and my legal wheels had been turning for three to four years at this time. So when court was in session started, the judge comes out. They met the cocky Christopher Smith, and they knew it was garbage. As a matter of fact, I remember when the prosecutor and everybody got assembled, my public defendant said, how long was my client detained? And she said, don't worry, it wasn't 24 hours, which means that we are working within we're going to screw him, but we're going to work within the guidelines of the law. We're going to only hold him for 24 hours, and we're going to play like we got something against him. The judge is talking to me. I said, you can ask my child's mom. He said, no, I'm asking you. All the intimidation tactics are in place. They got this whole little shaboying show going, and the judge ultimately ends up saying, and let me say, I had my license, just renewed my Pennsylvania license, and I remember the prosecutor saying, we're going to enter this as exhibit, as evidence that in fact he lives in Pennsylvania, therefore we should have jurisdiction over this case. If that was the case, then for the 3 years thus far that my case was in New Jersey, they should have made a claim then. But you want to arrest me, you want to keep me in there, and basically you kept telling me that this individual is not going to close the case, so we're going to leave it open, and we're going to just keep arresting you, we're going to process you so we can get money. If anybody out there is sitting down listening to this or listening to this, when I tell you why the League of Dads, why I tell you why I'm the spokesperson, when I tell you all that I've been through, you have no idea all that I've been through. You have absolutely no idea. I have been through things that out of 100% of the stuff that I've been through, 99.5% of it was just pure harassment. It was just the courts just having fun with me. This is why when I go to court, I hope that if I get a woman judge, I would like for her to be prejudiced. I'm a black man. I want her to be prejudiced. I want her to hate black men to the fullest because I want her to give me all she got. When I go to court, I want a judge to hate me. I want that because I'm going to be at my best. I'm being real. When I talk about this, I relive it. So I kind of get emotional about it on the mad aspect of it, but I'm really watering it down what I really want to say. But you can't imagine all the things that I've been through. So I'm standing there in court, and because as I stated before, this guy came to get me. I ran from him. He didn't bring me in the entrance where they bring the criminals at. Around the back, this gentleman brought me in the front. He brought me in the front through the front of the courthouse with everyone else being processed as his trophy. Yeah, I want to march him around and show him to everybody. Then I'm going to make the reference to this is the guy that got away from me, but I got him now. So my child's mom is in court and in front of the judge. This woman, I said to the judge, this woman has no visitation. She has no time with the child. She doesn't have anything. Why are we here? You can ask yourself. I'm not going to ask her that. I'm asking you. Well, as I told Monroe County Court many a times, I'm not giving you a dime. And I didn't give him a dime that day. And I will never, ever give him a dime, at least not concerning child support. My house is still in that jurisdiction, so I'm going to pay the taxes on the house. So they're getting money that way. Yeah, I'm being a little cocky right now when I say that, but I'm feeling a certain way right now as I tell you this story. So I'm in court. The judge then turns around and say, after they showed the judge my license, that I just renewed my license, trying to claim it, I basically challenged the jurisdiction of the court. By challenging the jurisdiction of the court, it really shut the door on the situation. As I stated before, when I was in front of another judge challenging the fact that I was improperly served. People, when procedure is broken, the court process must halt and it must take another direction. When you challenge the jurisdiction of the court, the contempt process must stop. Then we go into establishing jurisdiction. Me having another judge give me custody of my child in New Jersey meant nothing to the Monroe County court. Believe that. That's what they wanted me to believe. Let's just say that. And they were just playing with the shenanigans. Of course, they got their $13,000 hit when I got arrested, when I was in court for that day. They got their $13,000 hit. They got their money from me. They processed me. The courts don't care. The state don't care if the individual, when the individual is let go. But courts get money every time your name is on a custody paper, any type of form of custody in that jurisdiction, they get money. So I sat in court playing this little game, and just for the judge to say, we have to let Mr. Smith go because he's challenged the jurisdiction of the court, and we can't establish the fact that he does live in Monroe County, Pennsylvania. People, I did live in Monroe County, Pennsylvania. They knew I lived in Monroe County, Pennsylvania. My license was just renewed in Monroe County, Pennsylvania. My house is in Monroe County, Pennsylvania. They could have just looked at the taxes it paid. The house is in Monroe County, Pennsylvania. Everything that they gave me a victory for was right there in their face, but they simply needed that to be the scapegoat. I challenge the jurisdiction not based on the fact that I lived there or not. I challenge the jurisdiction of the situation based on the fact that it was moved to New Jersey and they no longer had jurisdiction that way. They wanted to try to establish that I lived there, so they should be. My child's mom then stated that I didn't ask for it to be moved to New Jersey. So we're going to take a break right now. When we come back off a break, I'm going to tell you what I did. I'm going to tell you how I got the case ultimately closed in Monroe County, Pennsylvania. League of Dads Radio on TalkZone.com. Hey, we'll be right back.